This is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac with your look at outdoor recreation conditions around the Adirondacks for this weekend. Local officials will be watching local rivers in the region today and tomorrow, on the lookout for ice jams and isolated flooding as river ice breaks up and begins moving downstream. Although temperatures will be in the 50s today, this weekend will be colder, with high peak summit wind chills in the single digits below zero on Saturday and Sunday. Warmer conditions and less snow at the trailhead Saturday morning will contrast sharply with cold temperatures and deep snow and ice on and near summits this weekend. Snowshoes or skis are required in the High Peaks Wilderness, and the risk of avalanche remains. The returning cold weather should help trails set Saturday morning, but skiing will be fast and there will be icy areas, especially on popular routes. As always, keep a close eye on the weather before you head out. Conditions will be softer in the southern Adirondacks Saturday morning. The best skiing will be at the region's groomed downhill and cross-country facilities. Nearly all of their terrain is open. Backcountry ski routes should be skiable again Saturday morning, but will be fast. And be on the lookout for blowdown after today's winds and rain, especially in the western and northern Adirondacks. Snowmobile clubs prefer avoiding the trails when a thaw like this happens. That will help preserve the trails for this weekend, when conditions should be much better. Expect to encounter icy areas, especially on popular trails, which will take a beating by Sunday. Expect a sometimes rough but reasonable ride, and avoid typically wet trails that may have water holes Saturday. The C7 has been covered this week, but the rails will surely be showing in some places, so use caution. When it's all said and done, this windy thaw will reduce the snowpack, but it will be limited, and we've got a good base, and there should be some great spring skiing into April. Those are the local outdoor conditions in the Adirondacks for this weekend. For North Country Public Radio, this is John Warren from the Adirondack Almanac, online at AdirondackAlmanac.com.